If you guys are ready for Charlie's Angels Plus One, tune in to Real Housewives of New Jersey starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, this strip club, we have some niggas, what's up?
Young Money.
Yeah. Me and Mike Will pull up the AOD back to back. Them AMG 63s. I tell all my hoes, rake it up. Break it down.
Bag it up. Break it up, break it up.
Bag it up, bag it up.
Hey.
Break it up, break it up.
Hey.
Bag it up, bag it up.
Hey.
Welcome back and rake it up with us tonight. It's the Real Housewives of New Jersey Season 8, Episode 8. I mean, what more can I say? We're back to give it to you like only we can. I'm one of your hosts, DJ Richie Scott. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Scott. You can also see me on Bravo on Strip. Boom. Who up?
Whoa, and I'm Tracy Probst. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tracy Probst.
Hey guys, it's me, Russell Ray. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Russell Ray Silva.
And are y'all ready? Are y'all ready for this episode?
I wasn't ready
for this episode. I had heard through the grapevine that this was going to be a very explosive episode, and I was not ready.
For Melissa?
I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start at the very beginning. We leave off where we left off 2 weeks ago.
I know.
After the holiday.
I felt like Portia 2 days ago. So it was in Crystal Springs. We're back there. And we have Marge still impersonating Siggy, which was still hilarious 2 weeks later. you know, and Melissa asked a very poignant question. How is this going to solve things? I found myself wondering the same thing. Like, did you guys want to, like, how is this supposed to solve anything?
Yeah.
I was so taken back that Siggy took everything so well.
She did.
I was betting her to be, like, super petty with it and just, like, lash out little, but she didn't.
You know what it is? Pellets.
Pellets in the booty.
It's got to be the pellets, because I was also in shock, because I thought she was going to have a meltdown.
Yeah.
And she did give kind of a nasty little impression of Margaret, though.
She did, and then she like snapped out of it. Like
it was like two different people.
I thought, the pigtail grab.
Right. I think that Siggy sometimes Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
Like, I do. Sometimes she is. But I'm here for it, actually. And I was really here for it this episode. But we'll get to that later.
Margaret says she cut Lil Soggy.
I know. That was so sad.
Poor Lil Soggs. In the end, they both apologize to each other. And Siggy does give us the waterworks again. Yay. And next up is Melissa versus Siggy. What do we think of Melissa's impression of Siggy?
I thought it was super on point. Especially the, what is it, the, hi everybody! She got it so perfect. I was dying when that happened.
Yeah, I totally agree. I also like to point out that Siggy's a common denominator at her own retreat.
At her own retreat.
I mean, just saying.
What does it say when you are the problem? And you are supposed to be the relationship expert.
No, but yeah, I thought it was all great that they got everything out in the open, and it did kind of create a forum for them to do that.
Yeah.
That, you know, don't take hard feelings. So.
Yeah.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate Teresa's pettiness during Melissa's, where she
you are
she
an
took,
asshole.
Yeah, so she took the opportunity to call her that. It's like, okay, I got that.
I liked it. So they break the wall, so to speak, and next up is Danielle's turn, and I'm concerned because I'm thinking she's going to choose Dolores, who is a raging bull, and I just felt like I was fearing for Danielle's safety. Thankfully, she chose Teresa, and it was something that I really wasn't expecting, was that, you know, apparently this prostitution whore comment from the table flipping incident from 8 years ago.
Yeah, 2009.
Is still at play in the kids' lives, and she would like an apology. And, you know, Teresa apologizes, and then Danielle takes it a step further. I need you to apologize to my kids. What say you guys about this? How do you feel about it?
I mean,
necessary or not?
Totally not necessary 8 years later. I think it was kind of an ego thing for Danielle. I honestly don't think her kids care 8 years later, but that's just me.
I don't think her kids care either, because take it back to when Caroline said that her kids have no light in their eyes, and she's like, my daughter took really good offense to that. And Caroline's like, but you said your daughter never watched the show. She's like, well, kids pick on her at school. It's like, just stop, you prostitution whore.
I I believe kids are real mean these days. I don't know, but like, do y'all think that the kids are really being like bullied in school?
They probably were for a good year or so. Mm-hmm. I can definitely see that happening. But 8 years later, no. No one's like, to remember. Like, everyone has a life, kind of. You think 8 years
I gotta think that in this day and age, like, you could use that to your advantage. My mom was called a prostitution whore on television, and she was on TV, and now I can be famous, too.
I was gonna say, you remember the first episode when I said the prostitution whore is back?
You did say
that. Was her title. Oh, so, wow. Just own it, Danielle. Stop playing.
Do you want to own being a prostitution?
Yes,
whore?
I was the prostitution whore. I was all the prostitution and all the whores. And one.
And all the whores.
Well, as they say, the tongue breaks bones.
that was her claim to fame. There it was right there. She just needs to take her opportunity and run with it.
I thought it was a weird place to be bringing that up, though, just to be honest, randomly 8 years later. I mean, I think it could have been much more effective conversation with Dolores, which is a hotter topic.
I don't even think that would have been resolved, though.
She always comes in like a puppy. She's like, yeah, I have something to say with Teresa. This has really cut me really bad, and I love you, honey, really. Like, back up, Danielle, before you get cut. You can get another table thrown at you.
Best Danielle impression ever.
Do that eyebrow.
You really do. Can you do it again later on? You notice, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but when they were leaving, Dolores was like running out of there. Like, I could see it in the frame. She was like running out of the screen. Like, she couldn't get out of there fast enough. And speaking of running, Joe and Melania decide to go go-karting at pole position.
Catch the name.
Listen, I didn't name it. It was just there. I saw it. I wrote it down. And over Cheetos, or cheese doodles, that's what they were. Because I'm all about food, because I'm hungry. Joe takes an opportunity to talk to Melania about Nona. And, yeah.
That was really cute. I thought that was very sweet of him, too.
He's like, I just love Joe. He's like the bomb dad. He's like the bomb uncle. There's really nothing he can do that's just going to get me on his bad side.
They should ship Melania off to Joe and Melissa's house.
I know, right?
Yep.
Because she bad.
Ay-ay.
She might influence, so...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. She seems like she really respects Joe. Like, you didn't see not one...
ounce of badness.
Okay, that bad girl that we seen before, we didn't see her tonight.
Right.
So, I was happy about that. We were back in Crystal Springs, and everybody's getting their glam on. And they're doing an extension of the retreat in one of the spa rooms. And it's Tell Me Something We Don't Know time. So... Marge, of course, reveals something we do know, which is that the stepkids don't talk to her. We talked about this last time, so there's no need to beat the dead horse. But it is recommended that she speak to the ex-husband about what the kids not speaking to her. Do you guys think that that's the solution?
Yeah, I think it totally works because they're in a good place. So why not hit up your kids and be like, this is why you holding a grudge that's no longer even relevant between us.
Y'all think that in the 6 years she ain't done it already?
I know.
It just hit me like as we were talking about it. I'm like, probably did that at some point, right?
Yeah.
This can't be the first time she's hearing this advice.
Yeah. True.
Like,
but Vicky's like, never give up on a relationship you want. I'm like,
I give up on Vicky.
I give up on Vicky too. I do. Because she didn't even tell them anything about herself.
And you know that really hurts Margaret because she pulled out the ugly cry. Even
she
in her confessional.
Does. And I live for Marge's confessionals. I really, really do. Everything she says to me is hilarious. Because I'll get back to Dolores. Teresa admits that Joe was drinking a lot when she got back from prison. But I don't understand how that's a big change because I think he was drinking a lot beforehand. So it's like, DUI. This is nothing new.
Oh, right. He did get a DUI.
Yeah. You know, but shout out to Teresa for staying by this man because let me tell you something. Though she has resentment, she is sticking by him and I would have been out the door.
Shout out to Teresa for staying petty for calling out Dolores. She's like, what about you? You haven't gone. Shout out, Petty.
Shout out,
Petty LaBelle.
And Doe makes the big announcement that she's having an animal charity.
Like, what was that about?
Sharing her feelings to the core.
My favorite part about that, though, was when Margaret said, why wouldn't I go? I love anything with fire.
Yeah.
But Marge had the same reaction that we all had. Like, what? Come on, now. Why do you think Dolores didn't open up?
Because she doesn't trust nobody. Well, she just doesn't trust those girls. Mm. She would open up to Siggy, but she don't care for anyone else.
She doesn't care what they think either.
Yeah. Mm.
As we see later on.
So, speaking of that, they leave. And now we're back in Jersey. And we get a little nice montage of everybody, you know, with their families and stuff. And my question was, Dolores, why doesn't your son have an alarm clock? That's all I could think about. Why are you having to wake him up and rile him out of the bed to go to school?
Right.
Is it just me?
That's extra spoiled. I don't know. But.
No wonder he can't get his college applications done. You're doing everything for him.
True.
She should have just done the applications.
She should just turn them
She back should go in. To school for him. How about that?
Take those SATs.
Okay, so then we move on to Teresa and Siggy. She visits Siggy at her house, and they have some drinks or something. I don't know what it is. And Siggy tells her about the pellets, and now she's horny again. Yay. Teresa admits, though, that she hasn't seen Joe in 3 months. Were you guys shocked?
Yes.
No.
Oh, my God. I was so shocked.
Why were you shocked? Why were you shocked?
Go ahead. I'll let you
Okay, talk. I was shocked when she originally said 3. It's been 3. I'm like, oh, 3 weeks. Who cares? Like, and then she said 3 months. I'm like, oh. Does that mean the kids haven't seen him in 3 months? Does that mean nobody, like, I mean, long distance is hard enough. So, three months?
That's an understatement right there.
Exactly. I couldn't even imagine, like, that. Honestly, what is your relationship? Like, you can stick up for Joe as much as you want. If you haven't seen him in 3 months, then you're lying to yourself or everyone else.
Ooh, burn. I was shocked as well.
That was some good insight.
It was. It really was some good insight. Like, I was definitely shocked. I felt the same way, and you just took the words out of my mouth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, why weren't you shocked?
Because Teresa's petty.
Listen.
She's probably like, you know what?
She petty about everything else but her husband.
He did all this to me. Yeah, but we don't know what it's like behind closed doors, because you only know someone as good as you know them behind closed doors. So she might be like, he's going to have to pay for this. Yeah, I'll see him in a couple months. Mm. She might not be getting at nobody else.
She was flustered about answering that question.
Oh my God, it's
before Christmas, after the tea party. Like, what?
Had to water the plants. Right. And I got distracted.
I got 4 daughters, and I'm raising them on my own. Like, I'm alone here.
Okay. Gotta deal with the restaurant.
I'm not surprised that she didn't see him. Like, and it's not even out of, like, dislike, but, you know, it's just, Teresa doesn't like to go to that place. Like, just mentally. So she might have not wanted to go see him just for the fact that she doesn't want to revisit bad feelings, because, you know, she got temper. So she might not want to rehash those things. So every time she goes there, it's probably a battle for her just to get in the door itself.
Oh.
And to just deal with all the emotions again, being mad at him for being in there, for putting in her in there, for losing the year with her mom. I'm petty. So I would be reliving all those things if I walked in that
all
door.
The petty reasons why.
I mean, to anybody who has a spouse out there in prison, I mean, tell us. Let us know when the last time you visited, and let us know if it's a difficult process. I'm serious.
Truth.
They communicate on Art LeBeau every night. That's not a big deal.
Well, listen, apparently he's sending email messages or something.
No, you know what? I had did some insight on that, or not insight, research on that, but it's...
Did you go to a jail?
It's too...
I'm just kidding.
Did you visit?
We won't revisit my past, okay? Once or twice isn't a big deal, but if you go 3 times, that's a problem. But they do it so that they don't lose connection, or, you know, they don't lose any valuable moments in their child's life. So,
that's
like,
good.
They can send pictures, like, if they want to big formal dances, or if there's a communion or anything of regards. Gotcha. They have all that in the cell themselves.
Okay.
That's great.
I'm here for that. Siggy basically advises Teresa to cry, which is not going to happen. And now we can move on to the big Dolores event, which is the Onyx and Breezy Foundation dog event run by Wanda. Shout out to Wanda. And notably, everybody comes and Danielle arrives carrying her dogs in a carriage, and barely no one speaks to her. I thought that was quite interesting. Or not. And, you know, they have a little retreat recap, and we learn that Siggy and Margaret are indeed fine. And then Melissa asks if she's talked to Danielle. Siggy's like, why? And apparently, you know, Melissa, being quite messy, tells Siggy that Danielle doesn't believe her makeup was real with Margaret, that they were pushing the mend, so to speak. I was like, oh, Melissa. I mean, you're doing your job, but oh, Melissa, like, I just, messy.
That conversation right there just got her two more seasons.
It probably did. It probably did. And it was so clever and casual. Unfortunately, Siggy doesn't give a shit, so she says. And over on the other side of the dog park, Danielle tells Margaret that, you know, that the apology was fake and that Margaret needs to guard herself. And of course, Margaret believes Danielle because she hasn't witnessed anything wrong with Danielle's behavior. What do you guys think?
Yeah, she was kind of like, you're right, it was kind of convenient. And then I went to the conference. I mean, I don't think Margaret's sold on Siggy, like, in general. So, of course, she's going to take Danielle's side over Siggy.
I almost think that Margaret's kind of a really just mutual person who makes subtle moves. So she might figure, like, yeah, there's still issues with Siggy, but Margaret's also very passive.
Yeah.
So she might be like, yeah, it is what it is. She apologized. I'm cool with it. If she's cool with it, you know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And then Danielle picking at the wound, she's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I can see, blah, 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 blah. But I don't think she's really... I don't think she's against Siggy, but I don't think she's fully with her. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She's just like, yeah, it is what it is. I'm still going to live my life. I'm still going to run the Myth Beck collection. And we're still going to put rhinestones on our shoes.
Oh, God. I follow them, by the way.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, just kidding.
Okay, prison break. So, naturally, because this is exactly how it happens, Dolores brings up Kim D. They're walking. Well, she doesn't really announce that they're walking, but they're gonna go to the, you know,
posh
fashion show.
Yeah.
Teresa doesn't think they should go. She makes that known. And nobody else wants to go except for C. More on Kim D in one moment. But first, we get to Margaret's showroom with the Macbeth collection. What'd you guys think of the showroom? It was kind of big. I wasn't expecting all that.
I liked a lot of her stuff.
Yeah.
Would you buy?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Except for the granny sweater purse, I probably wouldn't buy that.
Yeah. Studio audience, would you buy? Yes. She said yes.
Yes, the studio said yes.
It's a yes.
But she has some really nice stuff.
No, I thought so too. I was really impressed by the fact that it was so big. But when someone says showroom, sometimes I'm confused. Does that mean people can actually go there and buy stuff? Or is that just kind of like
it's like a live catalog.
Yeah, people can go in there and buy for their store, yeah. Buy for...
Gotcha.
They go in there for their meetings, and they're like, I want this, 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 and this.
Oh.
Give me 100 units of that, 100 units of that, 50 units of that.
You guys just schooled me.
Oh, yeah.
So Melissa goes there to the showroom to milk her brain, so she says. And, you know, Marge is like, let's go find some European brands for your store. And, you know, let's go to Milan. Casual. I liked it. You know, we always talk about on these shows how they introduce a trip and how it, you know, sometimes it's blatantly obvious that they just have to go on a trip. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like, they really worked that in there nicely. What did you guys think? Was it worked in there nicely or was it a blatant display?
Great plug, Bravo.
Oh, yes. There we go.
They plugged that so perfect.
I thought they did that really, really well.
When was, because they mentioned it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
At Margaret's house when they were talking about extending the brand.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, here comes Europe. And then she's like, well, why don't you come to Europe? I'm going to help you with your brand. And it's like, there's the plug. But Bravo did a really good job of doing that.
Yeah, I thought so too. Agreed. I thought so too. And then Melissa has a sly smile on her face. And I'm thinking, why? But we also find out that Marge needs good fluffy towels. Not important. Okay. So we move along to Posh.
Here we go.
So I have several questions. The first question is, how does anyone shop at Posh? Is this a showroom too?
It's supposed to be a boutique. It's a boutique for $500.
Does anyone know?
So good.
Because that store was a hot mess.
It was. It just looked like a clothing styling rack.
Oh yeah, it looked
It looked like somebody's closet.
One to be upscale Forever 21, where didn't they just throw
and threw some purses in a china cabinet. No, that's what I was like.
Yeah, it was kind of a hot mess.
I was
no, maybe it's because it's a woman's boutique and I really don't have a need to go in there. But is that what most women's boutiques look like?
I think it looked very, very disorganized. It looked very cluttered, and I mean, I would get overwhelmed by walking in.
Your stores are like your owners. They're both very disorganized, very overwhelmed, and very messy.
And what was she drinking out of that soup cup?
I don't know.
I didn't even
know. That's like the cup that you buy from the Chinese place. I'm serious. And they give you like the big bowl of soup.
Yeah.
That I love. But I'm thinking to myself, are you supposed to put tea in that?
She had foam in a cup.
Boom.
There you go.
Wait a minute, though. I was more concerned about why every season when Kim D's name comes up, she has different friends underneath her title. Like this season, she's Siggy and Dolores' friend.
Questions to ponder. My next question was, Dolores' dress. Ain't that the same dress you've been wearing every episode this
season?
That's
exactly what I thought. I'm like, she didn't even change.
This is the same dress you have worn in every episode. It's just in black.
My sisters would call that a Chi-Chi's Christ moment. Because it's just, everything is just out in the open and it just needs to be put back in her place. Come on, be a little bit more tasteful than that. If it's for a charity event, why would you wear that?
You could have gave Dolores. I mean, for me, I think Dolores is beautiful. I feel like she has an exotic look, so you could have given her something a little fancier than that. And then, well, I didn't mind Siggy's dress.
I thought it
suited her personality. Yeah. You know, she's got the pellets. She's sexed up, so good. All she got to do is hike that leg up, and there you go.
She's in the red heel.
You feel me
on that.
It's probably one in there somewhere, but you never find it in that store. Kim D asks, who's coming? And right off the bat, this is to me where Siggy, I've always liked her, and even though I give her a lot of crap, I like her. She's a good housewife. But this is where she really won points for me, because she flat out told Kim D, Teresa and Melissa don't like you, and they're not coming.
Yep.
Easy breezy. I mean, what? Now what?
But, like, Kim doesn't know that.
Well, she says, and for her, her defense is that she says that the rumors were already out there about Joe cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And she just said it on live TV. That was pretty much it. She mm-hmm. just, you know, spread the rumor.
But that's none of her business.
And Siggy said so.
She needs to get popped for that. I'm sorry.
Listen, I wrote down Siggy wins points for defending Teresa. She went really, really hard for Teresa.
Really
I put props.
Hard.
Props to Siggy.
She
and Dolores.
Really, you think?
Dolores said like a word,
but she came back. She came back and she's like, "Stop."
She did. I mean, she did. But I think that, you know, the person that I would have hoped,
the aggressive one,
would have been the more aggressive one. Would have been Dolores, and the person that surprised me was Siggy, because Siggy was like not having it. She didn't even want to be in the store anymore.
Did that really surprise you that much?
It did. I was shocked. Normally she's extreme, but like, I didn't expect her to go so hard at that time. Because the way they positioned the relationship earlier in the season was that she was really close to her. So I wouldn't have expected that reaction from her.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
I just caught her as reaction is, I felt that it was even. Because the way that she treated Melissa about the cake was the same way that she treated Kim D about the gossip. It was very loud, very over the top, and she just got her point across and kept it moving.
I felt like she was harder on Kim D.
Really?
I do, yeah. I mean, she didn't embarrass her in front of a room full of people, but...
All of her friends.
Yeah, I felt like it was... She went there. I was shocked that she went there. And... Given, if you look at the contrast between her reaction and Dolores' reaction, I just was expecting something different.
Dolores should have got more aggressive.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm surprised Dolores spoke up at all, to be honest. I for sure thought Dolores would be quiet once Siggy started talking.
And here she's rekindling old flames.
Mm.
Moving on. Now we get... My notes are all over the place for this dinner. Because we get to dinner at Fresco Del Franco.
Mm.
I was hoping to see the food, but we didn't get to that. Teresa arrives and Melissa's taking selfies. And the question of the night is, when is bar mitzvah season? Can you tell us?
I was like, she's so dumb.
Between the age of 13 and 13. So how about that? Jeez.
Oh, God.
And she like legit was like still going on a roll with it. And like, she's like, no, like, are you sure? And I was like, oh my gosh, please.
I'm like, what? Why are we talking about this? Okay. And then Marge arrives in a pony. I was so happy. I can't stand the pigtails anymore, to be very honest with you guys. I don't like them. Marge, stay in that pony.
I was living for that pony.
Keep the weave in, whip it around.
And the hair wrap instead of a scrunchie.
Yeah. Go Marge. You should make Macbeth weave.
It actually made her look younger. Now, Macbeth, it did. I feel that. Macbeth weave.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dress you from head to toe. Bundles. That was her motto.
Boom. Head to toe, literally. Hair follicle to toenail. Okay?
Nail polish, everything.
So, you know, everybody arrives. And, you know, the vibe is good. It feels like it's going to be a great dinner. And, you know, Melissa and Margaret essentially announced the whole Milan trip and, you know, what it's for, you know, for Marge's shoe line and Melissa's clothing line at Envy. And everybody should go. Yay. However, Siggy has to ruin this moment. I would not have said this then. In real life.
Yeah.
In real life.
She had to.
Okay. In real life, I would not have said a word until much later. Simply because if we're going to go on a trip together, well, I don't know which is happening first, the trip or the fashion show at this point in the episode. So I probably would have just waited until I could talk to them one by one so that the reaction is not that bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you talk to people one-on-one, it's like, you know, I'm really angry about that, but, you know, this is... But and then you can say, well, in my defense, I'm just doing this because it's for charity. And that, and there you go. But she did it at the table. And this is when all hell breaks loose to me. I couldn't even take notes fast enough because I just was like, what's happening here? I was shocked and really, really giving Melissa points for
popping off.
Like, she went off.
Mm-hmm.
I really couldn't believe it. I was super shocked because she never gets rowdy.
She has those deep roots of hate for
literally
Kimmy, and they came all out.
They did.
She right away started popping off.
Who is this? But I like you.
Yeah.
I bet you that turned Joe on.
You know it did.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, that was...
She got some that night.
That's why she's not on Watch What Happens Live tonight.
Bloop! And, you know, Teresa is questioning, like, you know, why are you guys doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me, I will say this, I'm that type of friend that if this person has said and did all of those things to me, I should not catch you in that fashion show either.
Agreed. Friends. Yep. You're giving a little plug.
Okay. Like,
even it was like Melissa straight up said, she's like, this is not Switzerland.
No.
Pick a side. Because for me, it's like, if you know someone's even capable of saying that about someone else and their family and their husband and their kids, and you really think that you're going to be immune to their gossip, their spreading lies, like, and these are supposed to be your friends, you're having dinner with them, like, you obviously choose them over Kim D. So I was very, very shocked that they decided to walk in the fashion show. And then above that, what Dolores' comments were to Teresa. So I'll let you go ahead.
I can't even. You know, for me, Dolores really tripped herself up here.
Yes.
She really tripped herself up by saying, well, if it's true.
And then backpedal.
Oh, girl. At this point, I was like, you know what? You just lost. Like, you totally lost this round. Like, you can't even... How do you even explain yourself after that? You know what I'm saying? And Teresa, she lost it.
Rightfully
so. Lost
it
and that wine glass.
The wine glass thing was like a little...
I felt like she had to do something. Like, that had to be released.
She just hit it on the table. She didn't have to, like... She really... Like, it was like slow motion. She backed up and then she's like... what is that one where you push it in cross country and you throw the shot put? She shot putted it. It was very that was dumb. I wish she would have smashed it on the table. I was so disappointed in Teresa.
I don't know. You wanted her to pull a Lisa Rinna. I don't know.
They were in too close of
quarters to do that. Really.
She should have flipped the table then.
If it's real glass,
it would have gone on Melissa.
If it's real, exactly. If it's real glass and I'm breaking this glass right here. Both of y'all eyes going.
I know.
She should have swung it that way then, popped the glass, and then pointed it at Dolores like, look.
This is not Mob Wives.
Close enough.
She's not Drita. Shout out to Drita, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I was really, this whole, I couldn't, again, I'm trying to write down what's happening. I'm trying to look at it at the screen. So I feel like I missed some things, and I'm going to have to watch it again two or three more times when I get home, but it was a lot. It was a lot.
It was.
Melissa, you know, she went off. Marge went off. Who didn't go? And the next thing I know, they're all standing up.
Question for you guys.
I've never seen that.
Does this make Danielle more believable about what Dolores told her about Teresa? Now that Dolores has tripped herself up on her own comment.
To me, all season it has made sense. Uh-huh. Simply because Dolores has felt has failed to pass the friend test all season. Mm-hmm. To me. I don't dislike Dolores. I just think that she has failed to pass the friend test. Mm-hmm. Each and at every opportunity. And then, what I did notice, and I heard it, she said that Teresa did not defend her when Danielle said what she said, even though Teresa did tell her, if I had to choose, I would choose you.
Yeah.
She told Danielle, if I have to choose, I'm choosing Dolores.
And that's when Danielle came with that smart remark.
She came with the smart remark, but it was still a statement that was made.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of like...
That's obviously not how Dolores feels. Like, do you know what I mean? That Teresa has an allegiance to her. Because she was just automatic. She was the first one to come stand up and start screaming at Teresa when I felt like she was in the wrong.
She was in the wrong.
She obviously was pointing fingers at Teresa, like, look what you do. Like,
Teresa had this look on her face. I can see her eyeballs, and they were like this. And when an Italian woman gets that look on her face, you run. Okay, like, she wanted to get the Escalade and smash it right through that car, smash it through Kimsey's boutique. What a mess of a boutique, anyways.
It was a mess. Like, the whole situation was a hot, steamy mess that I loved. Because everybody was involved. I felt like there wasn't a single person who did not get in the fight.
Yeah, Margaret was in it.
Margaret was... She planted her flag and she stood by it.
Yep.
And then next thing you know, of course, Dolores slams her chair and storms off with Siggy. But back at the table, Teresa's concerned about her wine. And did you catch the people at the other table behind them?
Oh, Granny in the corner. She's like, oh my God.
I felt so bad for them. They obviously haven't seen the show.
I know.
Back at the table, though, Danielle is determined that they should all go to the show. No, Teresa. Teresa's determined that they should go to the show. And Danielle is backing her up 100%. Yep. And Melissa's like, I'm not going to that. Teresa's like, oh, yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Charlie's
yes,
Angels are. Plus one.
Okay. When Danielle said that, I was like, Marge is the plus one. How would you like being the plus one? I mean, seriously.
I love how Margaret was like, "Ooh, I've never been to a shakedown before. I'm so excited."
And you know what? It's a shakedown I cannot wait for. I think that this is going to be epic. I cannot wait. Any predictions about next week?
Go ahead.
It's going to be crazier than this episode was. That's
really?
What I'm predicting. Oh yeah, maybe not some smashed glasses, but maybe some heels being thrown in the boutique. Just saying.
I think Kim D might actually run for a change instead of staying in her place. Because Teresa's a convict now. Now she has a mark on her record. Ooh. And she could come after you. And that's a scary thought. If it's just a regular crazy person comes after you, that's one thing. But if a convict comes after you, that's a whole nother thing.
I predict that Kim D's going to push Teresa's buttons.
She always does.
Because she knows she can, because she knows she's not going to do anything. Because I think she's on parole, right?
Yeah, probation.
Yes. Probation.
Yeah, probation.
What is parole? Is it me? Well, I don't know what
DJ Jeff and 1 to 2.
Guys, I would love to say that as your esteemed producer, I know what parole means. But for the last quarter century of my life, I've heard that word and I've smiled and nodded like I know what's going on. And I just have no idea.
So am I.
I think one's like by a felony and another's by like a misdemeanor. That's just what I'm going to throw out there. But I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I've just always thought it's like you're allowed to like hang out and you have the bracelet on your foot, like the flash.
The Xbox controller.
If anybody's watching this show, if you could tell us the difference between probation and parole, please let us know in the comments of this show.
We're not hosting Law & Order, guys. This is Housewives. We're doing our best.
That's some shade right there.
Wait, so Teresa's on what? Probation or parole?
We don't know.
We're going to research this during the week and come back with the answer next week.
If one of you guys is doing the same thing that Teresa is, whether it's parole or probation, we would like to know your guidelines and how, what she's dealing with right now. Because, no, you did not just do that with music.
Why don't we know this?
Oh, DJ Jeff is killing in the booth today.
Ain't he though? Okay, so listen, that's really the end of this episode. It was amazing. I need more Housewives episodes to be like this one. This season is turning out to be crazy, and I'm so here for it. So here for it. So until next time, you guys need to keep up with us like the Kardashians. Rate us, comment, share, like, all that good stuff. I'm your boy DJ Richie Sky. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
And I'm Tracy Probst. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tracy Probst.
And I'm Russell Ray. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Russell Ray Silva.
And that's a wrap, folks. See you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.